Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to say hi to a listener really quickly. Hello to my morning show family. Today is going to be a great day. Please wish the love of my life a happy 14th wedding anniversary. The last 22 years have been amazing. Love you, Scott. Isn't that so cute?
Mm-hmm.
From Allison. She also writes, it's also the last day of school for Santa Rosa Elementary. Zoom distance learning. Yay! School's out for the summer. Cue music, Bryn. Now, I think she wanted schools out.
Oh, was that what she was asking for?
I think so. I mean, it's elementary school. Nobody's graduating. Love you all so much, and thank you for making every day brighter, except for Sundays. Nothing can help Sundays. We have a Saturday morning special and a...
What's that Sunday morning?
The acoustic
sunrise.
Chill. Exactly. Oh. That one's pretty good.
Okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. So today's weather... Right now, overcast where I'm at. You might see partly cloudy skies depending on where you're at. But either way, going to be a beautiful summer day. Nice and sunny and warm.
Yeah, right. It's already lovely out the window here. Mm-hmm. Little few clouds. Looks good.
So there have been a lot of incentives out there in the world to help America get vaccinated. The lottery here in California was the latest one where there's a potential for you to win $1 million or... something.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is nice. I don't know that I'm, you know, I don't feel lucky. I don't know if you do, but
I feel
anyway.
Lucky because I got the vaccination.
Right.
And I'm going to, you know, I'll take not getting COVID. That's
exactly
my promise.
Thank
you.
To date, 62.8% of the adult U.S. population have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's see here. And 133.6 million are fully vaccinated.
Oh, that's great.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So the rate of new vaccinations, though, has slowed again. You know, there was a bump when the lottery was announced, and now Anheuser-Busch has jumped in to help offer incentives. They say they'll buy Americans 21 and up a round of beer.
Oh.
To help Biden's 70% goal. They're trying to, you know, get that done before July 4th.
You know,
so there'll be like a $5 credit available through the Anheuser-Busch website for the first. It's a whole thing. But if beer, and look, there was a time when I would follow a beer truck just on hope some beer would fall off the thing.
Right.
So I could see there are people who will be inspired by it.
I'm a little worried that people are going to wait for the right incentive to come their way now, though. Oh, okay. Well, now they're starting to offer up prizes. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
None of the prizes are good enough yet. Diamond ring? Gold doubloon? Come on.
Oh.
What's the latest prize?
We need the Shane Company to jump into the mix, huh?
Mm. Oh my God, that's a great idea. Come on, Shane Company.
They're like, what?
Wait.
What are you
saying? How
did
we get looped into this? We're just your friend in the diamond business.
Mm. Right. Have you experienced deja vu?
I have.
I have too, big time. Like that feeling where you can't shake it. You know this has happened to you before, and it is weird.
It's a weird, weird thing. that really, if there wasn't a word deja, like I don't even know what to make of it, but deja vu is the name, and so we go with that. Deja vu?
I was just about to say that, Bryn.
Oh. Why didn't you say it?
I was going to say, I get deja vu when I listen to Olivia Rodrigo, because it's her song.
Is that a joke?
Yeah. You're hilarious.
So deja vu is that feeling when something, and it really does sort of, it makes you stop almost, yes, and freeze, like hold still.
Hold on. Going, what's happening here?
Right. That's a weird feeling alone. Like when, you know, people are, what's going on with you? And you're just like,
well, I'm having a deja vu right now. Right. Hold on.
A recent poll found 9 out of 10 people have experienced deja vu before. So 6% have said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never felt that before.
Well,
you'd think it would happen to older people more because they've been around longer and experienced more, but people over 55 were much more likely to say it's never happened.
Oh.
That's weird. I'm surprised.
I can actually remember the couple times, like, serious deja vu that I wasn't out of high school, and I was in this church basement with some friends of mine, and we're at some kind of, like, meeting or art thing, and we were down there, and I like stopped and thought, oh my God, I have been here before.
It is weird.
And I was near God. What does that mean?
Well, and Olivia Rodrigo hadn't even been born yet, so.
Right. Oh my gosh, she wasn't even I guess she's probably an egg.
Right.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Okay. Save me.
Okay. America's oldest ally is Morocco.
Oh,
it became the first nation to recognize the United States in December of 1777.
Huh.
And we've had an unbroken treaty with them ever since. Morocco,
amazing,
is our best friend.
That's very interesting.
I think it's important that we all know that.
Isn't
Morocco?
Some actress is a princess there.
Oh, no, that you're thinking of Monaco.
Monaco. Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Grace Wrong Kelly. One. She died in a car accident.
Yeah.
The difference between a play in New York's theater district being Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway is the size of the theater.
Oh, over, so it could be 500... on Broadway, but if it's off-off-off-Broadway if it has, you know, some small amount.
Over 500 seats is Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
100 to 499 is off-Broadway, and 99 seats or less is off-off-Broadway. Now you know.
No matter where they're located in the city.
Apparently.
Even if they're not on Broadway, if they have over 500 seats, it's a Broadway show.
It's
very interesting.
Decided by the size of the audience, yes.
Huh.
I have a young one in my... Actually, I have two young ones in my house, but the older one of the two has a neighbor friend, a boy...
Uh-huh.
Who loves dinosaurs. So now, by default, my daughter loves dinosaurs. And there's lots of dinosaur shows and dinosaur talk. And apparently yesterday was International Dinosaur Day.
Is that so? Goodness.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't
Dino
either,
Day.
Close to half of Americans said they think it's possible dinosaurs still exist in a remote corner of the world somewhere.
What?
A land.
I'm sorry, did you say close to half?
Close to half of Americans think that it's possible.
Oh, dear God.
Dinosaurs still exist in some remote corner of the world, a land untouched by humans, by progress.
Mar-a-Lago?
One in five adults thinks dinosaurs were still roaming the earth in large numbers 100 years ago. One in five adults.
Oh, boy.
Fossil records put it more at like 65 million years ago. So it's not anywhere near
even early
your lifetime
didn't
or your grandma's lifetime or your grandma's lifetime.
Or even humans' lifetime. No humans at the same time.
100 years, they're saying here, though. 100.
There's a whole school of thought that says that the Earth is only 10,000 years old and that dinosaur bones were put here by God. I mean, I've heard that theory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garden of Eden 10,000 years ago. That's that.
54% think this is of, you know, people polled, Americans. 54% think they only lived in Africa and North America, but bones have been found all over the world. So they got around. And the average adult can name Four different dinosaurs. Go.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, which I think has a different name now, and the Velociraptor. And the Triceratops and the pterodactyl. The
pterodactyl,
bird.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl. Yeah. Did you say Stegosaurus?
I did.
Did you say Triceratops?
I did.
Okay. And you said Brontosaurus? Yeah, that'd be my four right there. Easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember everyone
likes dinosaurs.
What were those lizards, the ones that look very dinosaur-ish? They're not, of course.
Komodo dragon?
Say it again.
Komodo dragon.
That's the one.
Yeah.
They're kind of dinosaurish looking.
Didn't Sharon Stone, Phil Bronstein get attacked by one of those? There's some crazy story where he got attacked at a zoo.
His foot got mangled by one, didn't it?
By a Komodo dragon.
Like at the LA Zoo.
They're poisonous too. They're not just big and mean. Like they actually, I think they just get a little bite on you and then wait for you to die. You know, that
I wonder what happened to that guy. You know, he married her and was all over the place, and he was, and then he remarried some tech, like money lady.
Yeah.
I guess he's just living his life.
He was the SF Chronicle guy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Mm.
Komodo dragon.
Yeah. Everybody under 30 uses their phone on the toilet. So know that if you ask to borrow their phone.
Swipe it down. Everybody has
93% of people under 30 say, every time, absolutely, without question, my phone comes with me. Hmm. Coco?
Oh, here we go.
Depends.
No!
That's a yes.
No, it does depend. If I'm just going to run in there real quick.
Exactly.
You know, just a quick one.
If you're making a major trip, though,
it's
going in with you.
So the dirtiest of the two things you might do, you're having your phone with you.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. 100%.
Just
it might take a while, you know?
Oh, man.
All right. That's what you put catalogs in there for. I always put all the catalogs in.
Oh, we don't have that. Those.
You don't get catalogs at your house?
No.
Pottery Barn catalog? No.
We don't have that.
No, just a Costco one.
What's that? Well, fine. I'll take the Costco one. I'll look at that.
Yeah, Costco's great.
Yeah, I love the Costco connection.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Right. That's what
it you read that?
Sure. Hell yes. Are you kidding me? Got all kinds of great stuff in there.
They do.
They also found that a lot of people never clean their phone.
I never clean mine.
All right. That's good.
Never.
But never?
I also don't bring it. Never. And I don't bring it in the bathroom.
All right.
I leave it on the counter and I go into my little private area where
people
nothing
were
happens.
Asked. Have you ever had a crush on someone at work?
Yes.
Bryn?
I'm trying to think. Not major like that, probably. I mean, you know, maybe just a...
We're not talking about boning. We're talking about crushing on someone.
Yeah, I guess so. I just can't think of anybody off the top of my head. That's all.
That's good news.
Coco? Right.
No, I've only worked with women and people older than me.
Well, you work with two dudes right now.
Yeah. What are me and Bryn? Chop liver?
Chop liver.
No, that never crossed my mind. Sorry.
You guys are too old for her. Sorry.
Sarah made another old joke again.
54% of Americans answered yes to the question in a new poll. I think that's fairly normal. If you spend a lot of time with someone, it's highly likely that you're going to have a crush on someone.
Sure.
Especially... if you don't have a lot of free time to get out and do other things and meet other people, that sort of part of your body gets woken by somebody at some point, whether it's the checker at the grocery store or the person in HR that you're not supposed to be talking to in the first place, but you keep showing up just to say, hey.
I have another HR problem for you. I hope you can help me solve. It's going to take a while. It's going to involve a lot of talking.
Oh, grab a seat? Sure, I don't mind if I do. Happy to. Thank you.
Men were
much more likely to say they've had a work crush compared to women.
And these are not, we're not talking about people who've made moves on coworkers. We're just
not talking
about
boning or anything. Yeah. We're just saying a crush.
I don't think
a crush involves
like an
dating.
Elementary school crush.
Yeah, just someone that you're like, wow, that person's attractive.
Mm-hmm. You're excited to talk to them.
Sure.
You look forward to seeing them. You just might have put on this outfit because there's a chance you're going to be in a meeting with them later today.
Oh, he says he likes me in red. Weird. I have only red shirts now. What's going on with that?
This is not that surprising, this next one. According to a recent study, the average adult trusts just 7 people.
Like fully trusts?
Fully trust just 7 people.
I 40%
say the pandemic has actually helped reveal who's trustworthy and who isn't.
Really?
I guess this has to do with whether or not there's someone that is being careful or not, been vaccinated or not. 7 people, though.
I feel like I trust a few more than 7, like really trust. But most of them, I would say, mostly family, but other, I have a few friends that I really trust.
Well,
I could trust them with a secret or trust them to help me with something.
Right. And I think,
you know,
that's
like hiding the body, that kind of thing.
Well, that's a few of those. Okay. No one should help you with that. That doesn't
Look, are we good friends or not? Friend in need is a friend
indeed. I believe I'm one of your very good friends.
You're not
going to
help me hide
you.
A body. If I accidentally killed, it was an accident.
Uh-uh.
It was an accident, but it looks really suspicious.
I'm going to parent you right into confessing.
I'm not doing that.
Listen to me. We're going down to the police station and you're going to tell them what happened.
You're going to get me thrown in jail.
I don't care what.
Just help me hide the body. Well, if it comes to light, then we'll go with our story.
No, we're doing the right thing.
First, we got to hide them.
You're going to be glad we did.
We'll roll them up in this rug, but they're going to be heavy. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm just moving a rug with my friend, Vinny.
No, we're not doing that.
I'd help you.
I wouldn't ask you to.
All the things that you say you do to save me and you're not going to help me hide a body, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
It's totally different. Doing the pig and, you know, hiding the body are two totally different things. If you don't know the doing the pig reference, you didn't see the Black Mirror, and I can't.
I was going to say, I don't know what that means.
It's a Black
Season
Mirror.
Season 1, episode 1. Vinny says he'd do that. I say, please just don't. You don't have to. You don't have to. Also, the breathing, the butt breathing thing. Please, let me
I got
down.
You.
Let
don't
me
worry.
Down. I don't.
And by the way,
as I'm dying, I don't want that happening. So, just let me go.
The last thing you see over your shoulder
please stop. I'm trying to bat you off of me. Get away. I just want to die. Do not resuscitate.
All right. Well, anyway, that's 7 people
friend.
Is the, about the number right. The average adult trusts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. My workplace crush and I have been together 20-plus years now. Love you guys. 415 says, cleaning my phone right now. Thanks, Vinny.
Yeah. I suppose you should.
Let's see here. Close relative to dinos currently are... the closest relative to dinos are chickens.
Yeah, birds. I've heard that. Birds
and Komodo
like
saliva is super toxic. They bite and wait for the victim to succumb to its end. My son is obsessed.
Doesn't that seem like just like the most terrible of predators? It doesn't even have to tangle with you. It just has to get one bite in. And then you run away and you think you're safe. And no, it's waiting. It's just following you. It's going to eat you.
I didn't really go through this dinosaur obsession as a little boy, but I'm watching the neighbor boy do it and sort of by default watching my daughter. She's freaking into it, man.
Yeah.
Anything dinos wants to talk about it. And did you know? And she'll give me fast facts throughout the day. Did you know? I'm like, no, I didn't. All right.
Well, now you're going to be an expert on, by default, you're going to be an expert on dinosaurs. Whenever dinosaurs come up, you'll know the answers.
Vinny, almost every mom or dad of boys can name many dinosaurs. Many little guys love them. Yeah, it seems to be a thing. We were watching some cartoon or some animated movie on Netflix. And the little boy's got a dino shirt on and he loves dinosaurs. And he's telling the little girl that he's friends with about them. And I'm like, I'm sitting there watching it with my daughter. And I go, who does that look like? And she goes, what? And I go, there's Mirko and there's you. And she gets this dumb, crushing smile on her face like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, I'm going to barf. You're so gross.
You should watch The Land Before Time.
The Land? You mean?
It's
the olden days show?
It's a movie about dinosaurs. I watched it all the time.
Yeah, there's an old one, though.
An old one?
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, The Land Before Time was a TV show with Will and Holly, right?
That's Land of the Lost.
Oh, Land of the Lost.
Oh.
Sorry.
It was Land Before Time from 1988. I remember that one, too.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
I remember that one.
88.
I was busy in 88. Mm-hmm. I had time for dinosaur movies.
I was busy right in 88. Was that your year?
Well, by 88, right. I think I was in Joe Rockhead.
Oh, you weren't in Geneva yet?
I was already out of Geneva.
Oh, you'd already been on your run.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh.
That was when I was 19 years old, so that would have been like 85, 86.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I was all grown up by 88.
Right. Got it. Anyway, I'm out of time. I'll read the rest of this text and more on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.